Paloma Faith has been described as smart, vivacious, red-streaked, and a singular talent.
Angels watching over me with smiles upon their face.
That's the song Upside Down, taken from Paloma Faith's 2009 debut album in the United Kingdom. Before breaking into the music business, Paloma Faith worked as a magician's assistant and a dancer. Now she's also acted alongside Tom Waits and Colin Firth. Paloma Faith's latest album is Fall to Grace. And she joins us in Studio 4A. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about this title, Fall to Grace.
Initially, I was going to call it Fall from Grace. And then someone said to me, that doesn't really seem like you. You're more like the opposite. You're somebody who's come from hard situations, but you always look on the bright side and you try and inject hope into things. So I decided to just flip that expression round and say fall to grace as opposed to fall from grace, so that it implies that I've been through some bad things, but I haven't lost my hope.
I know a man who feels his emptiness.
There's a song in particular that I'm quite proud of on the record called Black and Blue, which is more of a social commentary about people not judging one another, and so it goes through romantic relationships and family relationships.
I know people who use chat rooms as confessionals. I know down and out who once they were professionals. Wipe it off your sleeve, your superiority. Don't roll your eyes, my sweet.
Do you think of your speaking voice as being different from your performing voice?
Absolutely. I sound like a 10-year-old kid when I talk, and then when I sing, I sound like a woman. But even to the point where sometimes I'm at home and someone will call about, like, the gas bill or something and say, hi, could I speak to the person that pays the bills, please? I'm like, that's me! There's nothing I can do about it. You'll either love it or hate it.
I'm collecting people's tears, they cry because they miss you.
Growing up, when did you first realize you had that voice?
Probably last week. I don't know. It kind of happened very sort of slowly and quite late, really.
Pictures in my head suddenly appear. Why'd you have to go away? It's all not very clear.
I sang initially just for fun and in covers bands and stuff, and then people started to actually come and say, wow, you've got a great voice, I want to hear more of you, you should write your own song. So I did start doing it, but I never really thought it would be a career, and I suppose I learnt to sing by just emulating singers that I admired, people like Etta James and Billie Holiday.
You've certainly been compared to Etta James, for example. But of course, I mean, it's one thing to imitate someone; it's another thing to.
Well, I wrote all these songs, so it's
really
different.
Sound, you know, to have a voice like theirs.
Well, I feel really lucky, but I don't think that I was born with it. I think that I worked hard to become this.
Goodbye, sweet angel. Sail away on tearing seas. Tattoo the times we had on my memory. Oh, 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 oh. Funeral flowers won't make me believe.
Do you like performing?
I love performing. I basically do this to perform because it's the only thing I really know how to do. Everything I've ever done has been performance-based, and it's all been things like being a ghost on a, a ghost train, which you don't have here, but that's like being in the haunted house on a fairground, and and cabaret performer, and I sang in burlesque clubs. So when I write songs, there's always a focus in my mind of how I'm going to deliver them and what will go with them visually.
30-minute love affair, all in the blink of an eye, there you were, standing there, I heard an angel cry.
This song, that 30-minute love affair, story behind this?
I met this guy in the street who was playing guitar, and I thought he was probably the most beautiful person I'd ever met. I sat with him for about 30 minutes and sang Tracy Chapman songs with him.
I met a stranger singing songs, sat in that doorway, I belong with him, just talking.
I asked him if I could see him again, so he said that he was there every single day, and if I went back, I could see him anytime I wanted. And I went back every day for about 10 days and he was never there again. Oh. And I was heartbroken because I was 14 and I was naive and I thought that we had a connection, which I was obviously wrong about.
Sometimes it's better just to let them go, 'cause your illusion's more than what you could know. 30-minute love affair.
But the song really is a homage to those moments in life where you have fleeting encounters with people and maybe you were like really taken by somebody, and it's almost celebrating that that's almost better than if you'd got to know them, because they'll always remain perfect in your memory.
You're going to perform Just Be. Yeah. Anything you can tell us about this song?
Well, it's a pretty special one to me, I think. I wrote it because I felt like love songs that I'd listened to throughout time almost sounded like they were written by people who'd only been in a relationship for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the holy grail of a proper relationship is longevity.
Well, I can't wait to hear this. Paloma Faith, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Together, let's be unhappy forever, 'cause there's no one else in this world that I'd rather be unhappy with.
That's the fabulous Paloma Faith in NPR Studio 4A, accompanied by Dominic Pipkin on piano and her vocalist, Baby Saul. Paloma Faith's new CD, Fall to Grace, comes out on December 4th.
Let's go our separate ways in the night like two moths, but know that you're flying home to me. I was born thinking it would all be dreaming, but I know that I wouldn't be happy that way. You wear me out with frustration and heart.
Frustration and heartache and anger.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.